Your staff should be trained already on the importance of documentation. You should make sure that the documentation following an EUMR is done accurately and professionally. Documentation should report facts only. You should not use subjective phrases or words that would convey your personal opinion on the situation. All information presented should be fact-based and objective. Do not use the names of other people involved. Instead, use terms such as housemate number one or staff number one. Report everything that happened. Make sure your report includes information about what led to the use of the EUMR. Note what behaviors were being displayed by the person supported and what measures you took to de-escalate the situation before resorting to an emergency use of manual restraint. This way, you can help prevent an EUMR in the future. Lastly, make sure your report includes information about how the EUMR was implemented. Which type of manual restraint was used? Which staff were involved and what role did each staff play? Who performed the hold? Who monitored the hold? What time did it occur and how long did it last?